Not long ago, we were informed that Rhonda Vincent would be calling in live sometime after 2 o'clock. So we're going to be on guard for that. Rhonda's about to go on stage at 3 o'clock. And sometime between now and when she goes on stage, she's going to call us, I guess, right there. It's almost like a live-action call. But Rhonda's always live-action and always performing and always going somewhere. And we're going to talk to her about a couple of things. We're going to keep it short, I think, because she's about ready to walk out and play. But we're going to also talk about the Aubrey Holt benefit, which will be tomorrow, August 9th, at Turfway Park in Boone County, Kentucky, where she will be playing, performing with, listen to this lineup, Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers, the Graskles, Feller Hill and the Bluegrass Buckaroos, Michael Cleveland and the Flamekeepers, and Tony Holt and the Wildwood Valley Boys. That'll be a great show. We're going to talk about that and whatever else comes up before the time that she has to go out and do her thing, which is always slay the audience. If you've ever seen Rhonda, you know she's the ratings machine. I've heard different this morning, but I know this much. Rhonda Vincent is the ratings machine, and on stage, I don't know, can you find a better band? Rhonda Vincent, are you there, Rhonda?
Hello, I'm here.
Hi, Rhonda. This is so nice of you to do this. You are about ready to go on stage, and you're just calling me in between that, and I appreciate it so much. And I contacted you about, where are you right now, by the way?
We're in Milan, Michigan. This festival's gone on for a lot of years, but it's a great festival, and excited to come to Florence, Kentucky tomorrow.
Well, yeah, you've been doing a Christmas album, which we'll save that for another day. But tomorrow is the Aubrey Holt benefit at Turfway Park in Florence, Kentucky, and I just wanted to chat with you just real quick about that whole thing and how it got together and your involvement.
Well, I grew up with the Boys from Indiana. So, you know, they're like in the family of bluegrass, they're right up there in the top of the family tree. So, and I, you know, was traveling with my family to Sally Mountain Show. So they're very dear to my heart, and we absolutely want to be there for Aubrey and to raise some funds for him to help him out.
The lineup is just, we've talked about the lineup a lot, but geez, it's you, which is enough right there with the Rage, and Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers and Feller and Hill and Graskles and Tony with the Wildwood Valley Boys, and Michael Cleveland, but it's going to be a busy day.
What a day.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow, that's going to be a great day of music. If you don't even know Aubrey, what a great day.
That's right. Oh, you're right.
Music is going to be, and you're going to be helping someone who's very dear to our hearts. So it's a win-win.
It's a win-win.
In Florence, Kentucky.
That's right. Well, I will definitely be there, and I will find you. It occurred to me you've been on, this is your sixth time on the show. Now, at five times, you get a T-shirt, which I only just instituted that recently. So I owe you I owe you a parting gift.
Okay. Now, has Sonny Osborne, has he gotten his T-shirt?
Sonny does, yes. He's got one, yes.
So he's called in more than six times?
Sonny's probably been on the show maybe 20 times. That's just because
we
go back.
So he has several shirts.
He doesn't have several, no.
Three.
No, not yet. Yeah. The last time I saw you was in Glasgow, Kentucky. I was a secret agent at the time, if you recall.
Yes, I remember.
And I still think some of that's still classified, but it's connected to Sonny, and that's all I can say under penalty of internment.
Yes.
I think. So what a wonderful evening.
Yeah, termination, probably.
Yes, that's right.
Maybe
that's right.
Execution.
Well, if he could catch me, he could definitely do me in. I just have a little bit of speed. Well, gosh, I'm so excited to speak to you again, and I know right now you're in the midst of you're going on the show there in Milan, and I know you do a lot in preparation because you put on a stage show that is second to none, so you make sure everything is perfect, and that's why
I appreciate
it so
much. I just got out of the shower, literally, if you want that visual, but I gotta fix my hair and makeup really quick.
All right.
It's going to be quickly done today, and hopefully I'll get started a little earlier tomorrow. I slept in today. I slept 10 hours last night, so I think I was really tired.
But you see, you're that road warrior that sleeps better on the bus, on the van.
That's right. You know. I sure do.
Well,
we've been to Europe and Canada. We've been flying the last few weeks, so we're all making up for lost time.
And, I do want to, we'll talk about this another time, but I know you've been in the studio working on a Christmas CD, so before now and Christmas,
we have to do a Christmas show.
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
Can we do a Christmas show?
We can do it.
Okay. Well, I am so excited about this Christmas album, and I'll be completing. It should be completed on Wednesday. So then we'll proceed with all of the technical aspects. That's another thing I've been doing is all of the licensing and permission. I have so many special guests on a celebrity 12 Days of Christmas, everyone from Willie to Dolly to Oak Ridge Boys, Charlie Daniels, Ronnie Millsap, Gene Watson, Larry Gatlin, Pam Tillis, Lori Morgan, Jeannie Feely, and Emmy Sunshine. So I found there's a lot of paperwork that I wasn't aware of. So I also got to work on that this week.
You know why that is, lawyers.
Well, so you can help me out on that.
That's right. That's right. Well, I
understand those permissions.
I do, and if I don't, I'll tell you that I do, and then nobody will know the difference. You know, real quick, isn't recording a Christmas CD? Doesn't that get you in the Christmas spirit, even though it's August? It has to.
Well, I started this last November.
Oh, okay.
It was Christmas, inspired me to write three brand new Christmas songs.
Oh my, okay.
I played the CD for, you know, they're like the distributor and the promotional team, and those guys have to prepare now. And so the first people just heard it last week, last Wednesday.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And I was elated because I thought the 12 Days of Christmas with all of these different artists was going to be a shoe-in for the favorite. Do you know their favorite was Dreaming of Christmas, the song that I wrote? That's the first song on the CD.
Oh,
so
nice.
I'm extra pumped for that.
No, sure. Well, listen, Rhonda, you are so gracious and so nice. And if I don't tell you to go get ready, you won't. You'll just keep talking to me and everything will be right because you're just too polite.
All right.
All right, Rhonda.
I'll see you tomorrow.
I will be there with my Osborne Chief hat on. That's how you'll find me.
Oh, all right. Hey, are we going to get a visit from the Chief maybe?
I would not expect that. No, I would not expect that.
All right. Well,
all right.
That's too bad.
I'll ask him, but I wouldn't expect it.
You invite him, and so will I.
I will do that. Thanks, Rhonda.
But he'll be in top secret disguise, so no one would ever know it, especially after I mention it on the air.
Well, except that he denies it when people come up to him and say, "Aren't you Sonny Osmond?" He just says, "No, I don't know who you're talking about." Crack me up.
Oh, that's hilarious.
We'll talk about that when it's not so. Once the time has expired that I can be jailed for that, we'll talk about that a little more. All right.
And you would know, so.
Yeah, that's right. Rhonda, get ready for your show.
I'll see you tomorrow.
All right. I love you so much. We'll see you then. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
There, as I told you, that's Rhonda Vincent, literally off stage getting ready, but she wanted to talk about the Aubrey Holt benefit at Turfway. Tomorrow, August 9th, we've talked about the bands that'll be there. It's Rhonda Vincent and the Rage and Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers. Joe actually kicks the show off, I believe, at 1. I don't have the entire order set, but I think it's Joe, then Rhonda, and then sometime after that's with the Grascals and Michael Cleveland and the Flame Keepers and Feller and Hill, of course, and then Tony and the Wildwood Valley Boys. What a nice thing to do. Someone that busy, it has to be. First of all, it's a great lineup. But it has to be a good reason to go if Rhonda, literally that busy as she described, took some time to call in just for a few minutes. And, gosh, I appreciate that so much.